Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Wapagan Apake Pagan, joined as always by Ian McNally. Okay, we are reviewing Den of Thieves, the brand new movie by Christian Gudegast. He is the director of London Has Fallen. This one is another Gerard Butler vehicle with 50 Cent, which at the current exchange rate is about 2 ringgit. It also stars Pablo Schreiber, and it is a cops and robbers movie set in the bank heist capital of the world, which is Los Angeles. It's kind of like a modern version of Michael Mann's Heat. At least that's how they sold it. If you look at the trailer and the description, it says a movie set in LA, a heist movie set in LA in the vein of Heat. Now, if you are the production company or the distributor or the studio and you put that in your descriptor,
that's high praise.
You have a lot to live up to, right? Yeah. And so, yes, that's what the movie is about. It is a heist movie that kind of pits the corrupt LA County Sheriff's Department against an elite team of bank robbers. That is the plot. That is all you need to know going in.
And it comes off a little bit like a discount basement Heat knockoff. I think compared to Heat is hard.
Very hard, yeah. Right? That being said, what's your take?
It was fun. I mean, there's something I didn't realize until after the movie was over and the credits ran, which was that music by Cliff Martinez, who did the soundtrack to Drive and a lot of other good movies.
Yes.
And there's something about the tension in those scenes. The movie immediately grabbed me because it starts with a bank heist and you don't even see, it does a great thing, which is it keeps it real. You don't see the bank robbers' faces. You know, like every movie that someone's wearing a mask, it's, you can count literally till the 30 seconds till they take it off. So you can see the actor's face and he can earn that paycheck. But they're like a machine. When they're going through this job, like it's all John Wick style, but like less flashy combat maneuvers where they are, we've got cops coming, they're covering that off. They're going through cops like mincemeat and they are on mission and they do everything with, it's watching people do something effective and perfect, even though it's murdering cops and stealing a truck. It's enthralling to watch.
Because it shows off their military training and how good they actually are at their jobs. It shows you. It doesn't actually tell you or force you to go, hey, these guys are the best bank robbers in the world.
And they do mention it later that they have military history and all
that
kind of stuff. But it's just, they're just moving and just like one scene where they're just like this movie loves, the director loves shell casings coming out of guns. At the beginning, I think one guy just like, he switches magazines 3 times while just shooting at one car and like 2 cars and some cops. And it immediately gets you into the story. I felt as it went along, then you're introduced to Jared Butler's cop Nick and then his crew. They tried to, I think, fill out the crews a little bit too much in certain regards.
Some family background.
I mean, Jared Butler is a producer on this and there's some family background for him that is completely unnecessary. I thought it was going to come back around somehow and it never did. That said, what's going on is interesting and it keeps you interested in it. You don't know what the actual bank job is. You're not 100% sure. There's a big job coming. Will they stop them? Will they prevent them from doing it? Will they arrest them afterwards? Will Nick turn up to work at all or will he just be hung over because he's drunk all the time. And Pablo Schreiber's a really interesting screen presence just to watch as well. He's so intense, and there's like 50 Cent is almost a C character in this.
Yeah.
But he does well at what he's doing, and you do get an idea of these guys' crew. It's not Heat. No one is Val Kilmer in this movie, but it's Heat. It's about 50% Heat with a little bit of the usual suspects thrown in, because there's some nice stuff going on plot-wise that I did... there's a point you see two of a plot important thing, and at that point you know, aha.
Something's going to happen.
Something's up. And at that point, it's just figuring out who of the crews are in on it. But from that point onwards, the resolution was good and I enjoyed it.
So I feel the exact same way. I went into this movie expecting another Gerard Butler movie. I was expecting London Has Fallen. Mm. I was expecting something like White House Down. I was expecting a mindless action movie, but this is actually an incredibly deliberately paced film. Mm-hmm. What I really appreciated about it is that in some ways it kind of messes with the three-act structure, because you don't know when the big moment is happening. And when the big moment comes, there are like three different big moments.
Yeah.
And all of them mess about because they take place in different acts.
Yeah.
Or they take place between Act 2 and Act 3. And that I found genuinely surprising, and I wasn't expecting to be surprised by this film. I thought the performances were really, really good. I thought Gerard Butler,
really goodness.
Yes, he plays a useless, drunk, corrupt, angry cop.
We don't get the corrupt thing so much. I mean, he wears a leather jacket. I mean, that usually gives it away as a corrupt cop. But
kind
like...
of. But okay, I think I use the word corrupt in that his crew operates outside of the boundaries of the law.
Yeah.
In that they will kidnap people in the middle of the night and then kind of torture them for information.
Yeah, I mean, he has a line where it says, like, you're not the bad guys, we're the bad guys.
We're the bad guys, right? And that also creates an interesting dynamic, because throughout the film, there is a sense that you feel for both sides.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they paint either side as being particularly nasty. And I think that's where the kind of family storylines that were slipped in help in a certain way to create some sympathy for either character. Because no one's good. No yeah. one is overwhelmingly angelic.
No one gets out clean.
What's no one movie? Gets out clean. Also, there were surprises throughout yep. the film. And maybe because I wasn't paying too much attention in that I went in thinking it was a Gerard Butler movie, I was genuinely surprised at those points, because I was like, oh, this movie is surprising me some more. Oh, this movie is all right. Yeah. It's not bad.
And even getting away from any plot twists or plot revelations, there's also how bad a cop Gerard Butler is. Because, like, at one point, you know, they have a mole. They're keeping an eye on things. And he just basically goes and puts his mole in hot water so he's going to get outed. It's like, why would you do that? Because unless you're just a really bad drunken cop.
You mentioned the music.
Yes.
From the get-go, from that opening scene where we see a heist, the music was...
It's tense.
Yeah, there was an incredible tension to the music. It is the opening scene begins with this low groan, mm-hmm. which continues throughout.
It gave me a slight feel as well with some shots inside the tunnel and with the truck at the beginning, and some of the shots of LA. The shots of LA of like passing over the houses.
Right, what were you thinking?
Blade Runner.
You were thinking Blade Runner. I was thinking Dark Knight.
Oh, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put a truck in a tunnel, it's going to remind you of the Dark Knight. But there was a kind of a whine or a kind of a building noise that sounded a little bit Vangelis-y, or even more, actually, more the music of Blade Runner 2049 than the original. But there was a shot of just the suburbs in LA with skyscrapers in the background, and it was not a shot I've seen before. It might have been a drone shot. I mean, because you get a different depth of field when you use drones than you will with a helicopter, because it usually flies higher. And it was just like this hillside in the foreground scrolling in parallax with the towers in the background. It was just all you could almost see the lights in every window in every house, and it just looked, that combined with the music, was like, this is really, it feels like LA. I don't know if they shot in LA or not, but it feels like this is really LA.
I have to say, Christian Gudegast also did a really good job with plotting, because thinking back to the plot twist that happened, everything was actually laid out for you really, really well.
Yeah.
There were tons of red herrings intentionally put in.
Yeah.
And I thought that was... It wasn't lazy at all, because he's also responsible for the story and the script.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, when I saw a movie from the director of London Has Fallen, I was expecting a certain thing, and this movie completely threw me off guard.
Yeah, I mean, it's an off-brand Heat, but I think it's been long enough since Heat that that's good enough.
It's also been long enough since I've seen a really good heist movie.
Mm.
The last one that I saw that really kind of blew me away and that was interesting and different was Inside Man, which was Spike Lee, right?
I was thinking of that as well during this, because there is elements of when there's a certain bank job and it feels like something more is going on than what's going on outside, and using the cops' own procedures against them. Also that Die Hard thing of, like, you know, the FBI have gotten here kind of thing.
Correct. But also, you know, Christian Gudegast pays homage to a lot of these other movies too. There's a moment in the film when I thought he was going to go down a Dog Day Afternoon kind of way. And so he's clearly a fan of the genre, because he teases you knowing that he's paying homage.
Yeah.
Right? So if you pick it up, you're like, oh, is this what's going to happen? And then he fools you again.
There's also his homage is, but he's inventive. There's some of the shots in this where you've thought about it a million times in movies, shooting through a fence. There's a moment with somebody shooting through a fence, and it's like you've seen it so many times in so many movies, or it's a gunfight with real consequences. And it just made it look different in a way that was interesting to watch and enjoyable to watch.
Interesting piece of trivia. So you see this in the trailer, so it's not really a spoiler, but the Master Thieves are looking to rob the Federal Reserve Bank of Los Angeles, right? Which is...
The bank's bank.
The bank's bank. No one knows how much money is there, but it could be close to $1 trillion. It is the biggest holder of currency on the planet, and they are the most secure building on the planet.
Never once been robbed.
Never once been robbed. Multiple attempts have been made. Interesting piece of trivia. The reason they had access to it is because one of the producers, Tucker Tooley, his dad actually developed and designed the bank.
Oh my God.
So he asked his dad, hey, can we get a tour of the Federal Reserve? And his dad was like, yeah, sure, come along. And that's the only reason they had intimate access to be able to tell a convincing story.
Which
that's kind of cool.
Which works, because it's one of those things, you're interested to see how the heist works as well, because at the beginning of this movie, it's like, if you stop and look at the building for more than 2 minutes, they're going to run you through every computer system known to man, and the Secret Service is going to come knocking at your door. Just smart, intelligent, fun, well, fun but dark heist movie.
I think January's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, and it's going to get even... We have so many more movies to come this week alone.
I know. But go check out Den of Thieves. I don't think you'd be disappointed. I don't think I've ever said that about a Gerard Butler movie.
One thing to be aware of is it is a bit long.
It is.
I mean, I wasn't itching to get out, but it is 2 hours, 20 minutes.
But worth it.
Yeah.
I felt satisfied when I left the cinema.
Yeah, just don't drink a liter of Coke before you go in.
Yeah, yeah. Go check out Den of Thieves. It is in cinemas right now. Let us know what you think when you've seen it. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
You're listening to At the Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.